Okay, we're in Perek Dalet in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Okay, so the Rambam continues with various halachas dealing with learning Torah. So halacha Aleph, he explains, Ein melamdin Torah el talmud hagun noa b'masav. Okay, o latam. So these are very, very famous words from the Rambam. The Rambam explains that you can only teach Torah to a student who is basically proper. Now, what's a proper student? Either someone whose actions are considered to be good, or a simple person. Okay, tam here means someone who we don't quite know. In other words, it's unclear where he stands. Okay. Now, of course, the problem is, how would someone know that that they're noab and masav without a teacher? In other words, doesn't someone need a rebbe to become Na'ab Masav? Okay, that's a famous question. Now, let's say the person's not walking in the right path. Right? What do you have to do then is you have to turn it back to the right path. So what the Rambam's really saying, and it's a very powerful idea, what he's saying is that a person's midos, their behavior, their personality traits, must be in line prior to them coming into the Beis Medrash to learn. Okay, it's as if to say, before we open up the yeshiva, we don't just accept candidates. Every candidate goes through some type of psychological profiling where we determine what their traits are like. And if they have the right traits, good traits, then they're ready to learn. But if they don't have the right traits, we have to fix a person's personality traits, this echoes from Hilchos Deos, prior to them learning. And how severe is the statement? Someone who teaches a Talmud who's not good or proper to teach, it's like you're throwing a stone to, it's a type of idolatry. Now comes a Rebbe. If you have a Rebbe, if he doesn't walk on the right path, even if he's a tremendous Talmud Chacham, the Chol Am Tzrichel Lo, and everybody needs him, in Mislamten Mimenu Ad Shuva Lemutav, you cannot learn from him until he returns back to the right path. So if the Rebbe also exhibits damaging personality traits, he can't be a Rebbe. Shenemar Ki Svasei Kohen Yishmeru Das V'Torah Yivak Shemipiyu Ki Malach Hashem Tzvakosu. So if the Rav is like a Malach, then seek out Torah from him. So basically, the Rambam's emphasizing the importance of the proper traits that a Rebbe and student must have in order to be involved in both learning and teaching. Now, Halacha Beis, now the Rambam describes how Torah should be taught. Ketza Melamdin, how should the Torah be taught? Harav Yoshe Barosh, so the Rebbe sits at the front. The Talmidim Mukafim Lefanav Ka'atara, and the students sit all the way around him like a crown. Kadesh Yu Kulam Roem Harav Shomim Dvaro, so everyone can see the Rebbe and listen to what he's saying. So the Rambam, it's very important for the Rambam for them to see and hear at the same time. Velo Yeshev Harav Ala Kisev Talmidav Ala Karka, and insofar as how they sit, the Rebbe shouldn't be on a chair and the students on the ground. Ella oha kol al aretz, oha kol al kisos. Rather, they're either all on the ground or everyone's on the chairs, meaning everyone's level with each other. Uvrishono haya rav yoshev atimim ondim, right? But in early on, in times of the Beis Hamikdash, the Rebbe actually would sit and the students would stand. Umikodem chorban bayisheni nagu akol lame l'tamidim v'hem yoshvim. But by the time of the destruction of the second Beis Hamikdash, everyone followed the practice that when it came to teaching, everyone sat down. So now these obviously aren't ma'akei falachos, they're not necessary, but the Rambam seems to think that this is the best way for teaching and learning to take place. Okay, halacha gimel, im haya melamed mepev talmidim melamed. Okay, so if he wants to teach the students, right, in a very, let's say, personal way, he's allowed to, okay? Vim haya melamed al pi, meaning if he's talking directly to the students. Vim haya melamed al pi mitargim. Right now, that was a way that it was sometimes taught, where the Rebbe had like a spokesperson. In today's terms, it would almost be like a microphone. But you have a spokesperson where what would happen is Hamitargim Omer Beino Ben Tamidim. So the spokesperson would stand in between the Rebbe and the students. Harav Omer the Mitargim. The Rebbe would say something to the spokesperson. The Hamitargim Mashmiel Kol Tamidim, and the Mitargim would say it loud so that all the Tamidim could hear. Ukeshehem Shol the Mitargim, who Shol the Rav. They would ask the Mitargim a question, who would then ask the Rav. The Rav Meshiv the Mitargim. The Mitargim Meshiv the Shol, and the Rav would answer the Mitargim, and the Mitargim answered the Shol. Okay, so that's one system. V'loyak b'yarav kolo yoser mikol mitargim. The Rebbe shouldn't talk louder than the mitargim. V'loyak b'yarav mitargim kolo be'esh shol asarav yoser mikol arav. And the mitargim should not raise his voice, right, at the time when they're asking a Rebbe a question, louder than the Rebbe himself. Ein a mitargim rashai lo lefachos lo lehosif lo lashanos. So, of course, there's a danger involved when you use a spokesperson because he has to transmit the information word for word, so he cannot add or take away from what you're saying. Ela im kein haya miturgaman aviv shel chacham o rabo. It's interesting. But the only exception where a spokesperson would be allowed to change the words is if he is the teacher's father or his Rebbe. Omer harav the miturgaman kach amrli Rebbe o kach amrli Abba Mori. So if the Rav says the miturgaman, right, this is what my Rebbe told me or this is what my father taught me, ukush omer ha miturgaman hadvarim la'am, Omer b'shem ha'chacham, umazkir shmo sh'avi harav ol sh'rabo. So when the Meturgaman tells the stuff over to the students, he has to actually cite the name of the person. So whereas the Chacham said, my father, let's say, the Meturgaman would have to say specifically who the person is. The Omer kachamar rabban aploni, afi shal hiskir rav shmo sh'chacham, sh'asol likros l'rabo l'aviv b'shmo. Because the reason why the Chacham didn't quote the name of the person is because you're not allowed to say the name, for instance, of your Rebbe. But the Meturgaman can't. So when he presents this information over to the people, he has to actually quote he has to quote the source. Okay, Alacha Dalet, Harav Shelamad Velo Hevinu Hataminim. So if the Rebbe teaches his students and they don't understand what he's talking about, Lo Yichos Aleihem, he should not get angry. He should not get angry. The Yirgas and get upset. Ela Choser V'Shona Davar Afilu Kama Pamim. And you should just go over it again and again and again until they understand it. Ad she'avinu omek halacha, until they really appreciate the depth of what he's trying to say. V'chein lo yomar atalmid heivanti, right, v'lu lo heivin. And a student should never say, I understand, even though he doesn't. Ela chozer v'shoa v'lo kama pamim. Rather, he should be persistent and ask questions over and over and over again. Vim kasa lov rabo v'rugas, right? And let's say the Rebbe did get angry, okay, and got frustrated. Yomar lo, the student should say to the Rebbe, Rebbe, Torah hi, right? V'lumot ani tzarech v'dayti ksara. Rebbe, this is Torah, right? I'm just, you know, it's I'm chayef to learn this, right? And unfortunately, I'm just not so smart. I don't comprehend things well. So please understand why I keep asking these questions. Halavai. Halacha hei. Lo yia talmud bosh mechavero shelomdo mipam rishon oshnia. Now, this is actually a very, important idea. A student should never be embarrassed among his peers that what took them one or two times to understand took him many times to understand. He shouldn't do that. Shim nisbayish midavar zeh, because if he gets embarrassed by this, nimsa nichnas v'yosel beis medrash, v'hu eino lomei klum. Eventually, he's going to stop learning. V'fikach amru chachamim reishonim, eina baishan lomei v'lo hakapta melamed. And that's why the Chachamim say someone who gets embarrassed won't be able to learn, okay? Meaning, what it called? The person has to be recognized. Listen, certain areas, it's easier for you to understand than other areas. This is only if the students are having a difficult time understanding because either they're not so smart or because you're dealing with a very abstract area. However, let's say the Rebbe sees that the reason why they're not able to understand is because basically they're lazy, okay? And therefore that's why they don't understand. Then he can get pissed off. And then he can get very angry. And he can go ahead and shame them, right? In order to go ahead and sharpen the way they think. So if a Rebbe notices the students aren't picking up on a piece of information because they're lazy, whether it's psychological laziness or intellectual laziness. Either way, he can go ahead and get angry at them. That's why Rebbe, in order to maintain this ability to cause fear into them, he has to make sure that he doesn't get too frivolous in front of them, to laugh too much, to eat or drink with them. So this way, they'll always have a certain fear of the Rebbe, and they'll learn from him in a very easy way. They won't have a lot of these issues of not comprehending what the Rebbe is teaching. Okay, lach avav. Okay, ain sholon es harav ki shikanes lemedrash. Lemedrash, ad shetis yashav daitolav. So when a Rebbe walks into the base medrash, you don't ask him a question when he first walks in. He needs time to go ahead and collect his thoughts. Veina Talmud Shoal, because she kanais ad she's Yashav Yanuach. As well, okay, a student should not ask a question to the Rebbe until the Rebbe sits down and he sees he's a little rested. Ve'ein Shoal and Shnaim Kechad, and two should not ask as one, okay? Ve'ein Shoal and Asarav Me'inyan Acher, okay, that's also important. You can't ask a Rebbe of just some stam area. Let's say the Rebbe is involved in teaching Baba Basra. You can't go up to him and ask him a question on Sota, right? Elamaosa Inyan Shaina Sukimbo. Kadesha Lo Yizbayish. Why? You don't want to embarrass the Rebbe. So it's important to stick to the area that he's in. The Yesh Larav Lahato says the Talmidim, Bishelosov, Umaisim Shosef Name, Kane Lachadadan. But a teacher, and this is very fascinating, a Rebbe's allowed to go ahead and deviate a bit, go off course with questions and actions in a sugya in order to go ahead and ensure the students are focusing well and to sharpen how they learn. And he could test them to make sure that they remember what they learned. And of course, the Rebbe can ask him about some random area because he's there to go ahead and spur them and inspire them to learn more. So upshot is where a student shouldn't just ask a question out of nowhere to a Rebbe. A Rebbe is allowed to do that with a student because his objective is to go ahead and sharpen his thinking skills. When it comes to asking a question, halacha zayin, in shu'alim me'umad, vein mashivim me'umad. So a person shouldn't ask a question while standing, nor should he respond while standing. V'lomi gavoa, he shouldn't do it from a high place. V'lomi rachok, it shouldn't be from far away. V'lomi achori hazakenim, he shouldn't ask from behind the elders. Vein sholin arav, elab inishain korimbo. And again, you should only ask a question on the area they're going through. Vein shoan elam yira. You should ask a question with a certain amount of awe and fear. Velo yishal be'inyan yoser mishal shalachos. And you should limit the questions to three halachos of the area. You shouldn't go beyond that number. Okay? Halacha ches. Shnayim sheshalu. So let's say two people ask a question at the same time. Okay? Two people run up to the Rebbe and they ask a question at the exact same time. Shal echak inyan v'shal echach lok inyan. So if one is asking about the area you're learning and one is about a different area, obviously the Rebbe answers the one about the area. If it's practical versus impractical, meaning something that he has to go, in other words, something abstract and something that's has to be taken care of now, so to speak, always the one that's more pressing. If it's halacha versus medrash, which is like darshaning out like an idea, halacha comes first. Medrash ve'agada niskak in the medrash. Okay, that's a little trickier, but medrash is how you darshan out a pasuk. Agada is like agadita, so darshan out a pasuk comes first. Agada ve'kal v'chomer niskak in kal v'chomer. If it's agada versus kal v'chomer, what it called? Kal v'chomer comes first. So that's where agada is lower on the tonal pole. Kal v'chomer v'gzera shava. If someone has a question about kal v'chomer v'gzera shava, niskak in the kal v'chomer. And that has to do with how kal v'chomer is structured versus gzera shava. If a chacham and a student both ask a question to a rav, he answers the chacham first. Talmud v'amaretz is chacham the talmud, a student or an amaretz, the student comes first. Shneim chachamim, shneim talminim, shneim amaretz, shalu, shneim shtei alachos, shtei tshuvos, shtei shelos, shneim masim, harashus biyadim targim me'ata. So basically, at the end of the day, if it's a situation where it's a tie, so to speak, so then the Metargim could choose which question he wants the Rebbe to go ahead and take up. Meaning that if there's a tie, this isn't really a true halacha. It's a certain discretion the Rebbe has to go ahead and choose which questions he wants to answer. Halacha tes. Finally, ein yishenu bebeis medrash. That's important. You're not allowed to sleep in a Beis Medrash. The kolam is not named a Beis Medrash, and a person who takes a nap in a Beis Medrash, chachmaso nasis krayim krayim. So it's interesting. His wisdom becomes torn up like sheets. V'chein amar shloma b'chachmaso v'karim tal b'shnome v'imashichu Beis Medrash al b'divrei Torah b'vad. You should only talk about words of Torah in a Beis Medrash. Afilu mi shenistatesh ein omer lo refua b'Beis Medrash. Let's say someone sneezed. You don't wish them, refuah. That's our version of gesundheit, or God bless you. You don't say that to someone. Vein sarach lomar shar dvarim. Ukedushas beis medrash chamura ukedushas beis knesses. And that's important. The sanctity of a beis medrash is more so than the sanctity of a shul.